Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my privilege, passion, pleasure, and blessing to be here with you tonight. Listen, God is doing some wonderful, wonderful things. And if we are not careful, we'll miss him. Let me say that one more time. God is doing some wonderful, wonderful things. And if we are not careful, we'll miss God. You know that? We can miss him. We can miss out on what he's doing and what he's saying and what he has planned, what he is implementing, what he's calling us to do. And we don't want to miss out on what the Lord is having us, amen, to be in alignment with concerning his plan. Let me say that in a better way. We don't want to be out of sync with what the Holy Spirit is doing in this hour. Glory to God, because he has great plans, a great plan for this end time, and it includes you, and you. But if you're not in a place where you can hear or in a place where you are seeking him, you can get thrown off and get caught up in things that'll distract you. Amen. We know that is the device of the enemy, to distract us and get us all out of the loop and confused and mixed up and tossed to and fro. That is not the will of God for your life, to be aimlessly wandering about with no purpose. That is not his will at all. And Jesus did not spill blood for that. Amen. Hey, he's called you with a holy calling, and you have a divine purpose which will be fulfilled so long as, come on, as we stand in agreement and cohesion with what the Lord is doing. How do we do that? Humbling ourselves, seeking him wholeheartedly. Amen. Let me say that again. Humbling ourselves. Amen. Seeking him wholeheartedly for what his plan is. Father, not my will, but yours be done. Amen. Glory to God. And so we want to be in cohesion and in sync with what the Father would have us to be doing. Amen. In this hour, you have a call on your life, beloved. And sometimes it may feel like you're not going anywhere, or you're just beating the air, or you're just marking time. You're in a holding pattern, seemingly just going round and round in a circle. Listen, we have to trust God and know that his timing is perfect. He has an appointed time and due season, but the key for you is not to lose momentum. Sister Paige, ain't no momentum anyway. Yes, it is. You continue to pray. You continue to seek him. Continue to love on him. Hey, become a deeper worshiper. Hallelujah. Let him show you some things. Come on. Hallelujah. About yourself and about who he has made you and who you are becoming. Don't worry about what the Joneses are doing. Lord, have mercy. Keep your eyes where they belong, and that's on Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't get twisted and twisted and turned up and all discombobulated because it looks like other folk are moving so fast ahead. Listen, you don't know what it cost Susie or John to get what they got, and you want to make sure that what you get is from God and that it's legal. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah. I said you want to make sure that what you get is from God and that it's legal. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people are parading around with stuff that they did not get from God. The devil blesses his own. Come on here. Hallelujah. But it's a death trap. He has a noose around the necks of his servants. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. You cannot do both. You're not going to serve two masters. Amen. So you just stay put right there. Wait on the Lord. Let him anoint you real good. Hey, let him raise you up. Yes, Lord. Let him do what he needs to do on the inside so that when the test does come, you'll be able to stand in the face of Nebuchadnezzar and say, what? I ain't bowing for nobody. Hallelujah. Except my Lord. Amen. We have to what? Be able to endure. Why? He said the race is not given to the swift, right? Neither the battle to the strong, but to him who endures till the end. A lot of folk running right now is not going to be at the finish line. Hallelujah. And it's sad to say, but it's the truth. Glory to God. There's a great falling away, and you cannot be, listen, tripped up and discombobulated and all confused and deluded by what you see. All that glitters is not gold. Don't let the enemy fool you. A lot of times we say, yes, the grass looks greener on the other side. Yeah, but what's on the other side? What is it going to cost me to get there? When I get there, is it what God has for me? Wait on the Lord. wait, I say, on manshikiyababosata. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Amen. Luke 2. Let's go there tonight. We're going to go to Luke chapter 2. We're going to start at verse 21. And while you're turning in your Bibles to that passage of Scripture, I want to encourage you all, for those of you that have already purchased a copy of Gateway to Glory, the first edition, this next edition that is being released is not the same. Amen. It's a second edition, and it's not even a revised copy. What God has given me to write is completely different. And it is a 31-day of prayer addendum, if you will, to the original piece that was published. To God be the glory. And it's just dealing with what God is doing right now, how he's calling his remnant right now, his heartbeat for this right now moment in this dispensation for his people to get in line, what he has in store, what he's getting ready to do, and an encouragement for you to get on your post and stay there. Glory to God. Specific instructions, amen, from the Lord on what it is he would have us to do. Praise God. Just an encouragement for your soul. Glory to God. So you can get that at www.mgpage.net and pre-order your signed copy. I will personally autograph it for you, and you don't want to miss that. It's going to be a blessing to you, I'm sure, because Daddy gave it. Hallelujah. And it is blessing me. Praise the Lord Jesus. All right. Luke 2, 21 through 40. It says, and when 8 days were accomplished, and we know that 8 is the number of what? New beginnings. When 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. That's what I love about God. When he puts something in your spirit to do, when he puts something inside of you to birth, it's not going to be strange. Come on here. When I mean strange, I'm not saying it won't be peculiar, because Daddy has a way of taking the foolishness of the world to confound the wisdom of the wise. He does that grand. Yet doesn't he? Yes, he does. In grand style, he does that. What I'm saying is this. Whenever he gives you, you will already know. Reba Bokushma. Hallelujah. Before that baby is birthed, he done gave you a name. He done told you what the purpose is. Whatever that ministry is, he going to give you insight to your assignment. You're not going to be cut off guard. You're not going to be confused. Glory to God. The Bible says that when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus. And he was so named before he was even conceived, before you were formed in your mother's belly, somebody. God already purposed you. He already had you handpicked and sanctified and set apart for your divine purpose. It may confuse other folk, but don't you be confused about your identity. Neither that which God has given you to birth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go to the next verse. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. They're talking about Mary, Jesus' mother. The law of Moses gave specific instructions concerning how many days she had to stay inside, or she could not go out. Amen. After giving birth. Glory to God. Praise God. So they went to Jerusalem. They brought Jesus to present him to the Lord. My God. Presenting God to God. Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. We have to give back to God what's been given to us. Is that all right? Whatever he's given you is his anyhow. So you want to be quick and moving to get it back to him. Hallelujah. Hannah did that. Remember the Bible story about Hannah, how she was barren, and when the Lord did open her womb for her and Elkanah to conceive, glory to God, she gave Samuel back to God. But she made that promise before she even conceived him. Y'all don't want to have no church. Before he was even formed, before God opened up the portals of her womb to put him there, Lord have mercy, she already made a covenant with God. Lord, if you're blessing with a male seed, I'm going to give him back to you. You listen, don't wait till you get pregnant. You may be barren right now, but I dare you to sing. Even according to Isaiah 54, sing a barren down there. that does not bear, go to singing. Because God will give you something to show. My Jesus Christ tonight, he's going to give you something to bring forth for him. And you shall break forth on every side. And everybody's going to know that you've been with the King. You belong to him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul tonight. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Got to give back to him what he's given. Hallelujah. And to offer a sacrifice, this is what they were going to do. They were going to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Lord have mercy. Thank God for witnesses, right? And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. Thank God that somebody was paying attention to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. God made Simeon a promise. I ain't going to let you leave the earth realm, son, until you see the fulfillment of my promise. You're going to see the Messiah before you leave here. Don't you know that God is a promise keeper? I hope somebody's faith is being stirred up tonight. Don't you get weary in your well-doing. Whatever God said he's going to do, that shall he do and more, because he's an on-time just God. It doesn't matter what it may look like right now. He's working everything together for your good. Please receive that tonight. Don't be moved by what you see in here in the natural. Help is on the way. Yeah. So what did he say in 26? It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. Woo, to be led by the Spirit of God. Oh, my God, them that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Listen, in this last and evil day, you better know who you're being led by. Under the Baba Kushma, there are a lot of spirits, but there's only one Holy Spirit. There's a whole lot of ghosts, but one Holy Ghost. The Bible said that he was led by the Spirit. He came by the Spirit into the temple. You can't plant your feet every place, beloved. You got to know that God is assigning you. I always say this. I always say this, and I'm going to say it again. Everywhere you go, you on divine assignment. You ain't working that job just because you need a paycheck. Come on here. God put you there on divine assignment. You have been strategically deployed for the purpose of God's kingdom, to win souls. Oh! That don't mean you got to walk around greasing everybody with oil. Although I like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Would it meet through your intercession, your witness? Hallelujah. You're there to reclaim the territory for the kingdom of our God and of his precious Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to be led by the Spirit. You might be thinking you going to the grocery store. How you know that God ain't put you down aisle four because somebody was getting ready to have a heart attack, and you got to speak life and block premature death. Come on here. Come on up. Come up higher. Come on and walk in the Spirit the way God ordained for you to do. Hallelujah. He came by the Spirit into the temple. Let's stay there for a second. Hallelujah. Listen, just because they're having a big concert or a big function or what have you, don't mean your feet are assigned to go there. Hallelujah. Come on here. We got to let God shift us in this end time. There's sometimes when God just wants you to be still. Shut in. Be still. Hallelujah. Receive instructions. Pray. Get built up. Then he released you to go. Reba Bokushma. And there'll be some times when you feel like you just don't want to go, but he make you get up and go. Divine assignment, knowing your divine appointment, being led by who? The Holy Ghost. Amen. Not what, by who? Mm-hmm. The Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. Let's go further down. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, that's Mary and Joseph, to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms. Simeon grabbed Jesus, hallelujah, held him close, and blessed God, and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Father, I'm ready to come home now because you've kept your promise. I see the Christ child. Thank you, sir, for allowing me, Kandiriyobo, to see the King. With mine own eyes, I have seen thy salvation. Verse 31, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles. Go ahead and prophesy, Simeon, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Isn't it beautiful? Oh, let me speak to the parents, mothers and fathers. Hallelujah, when the Lord speaks over your child. My God, I feel God right now. What a privilege it is to have the Holy Ghost come and say, I've designated this child for this purpose. Can I please encourage a single mother out there? Don't you worry about John or Bob. If God bless you to bring that baby here, boy or girl, rest your bow. There's a divine purpose for why God put them here. He will take you through it. He will raise that child. He will send qualified help. He will bless you. Take that child to the temple of God and dedicate him to God. He come to the bowl. I'm not just talking about no ceremony with chicken sandwiches after. Get on your knees, hallelujah, and say, Lord, have your way in my children. They belong to you. Thank you for lending them to me. Help me to be the parent of God, raising up my children in the admonition of the Lord, that you would have me to be for your purpose and your glory. Hallelujah. I could just imagine a smile on Joseph and Mary's face as Simeon began to prophesy about Jesus. Confirmation of what Gabriel already told Mary. Come on here. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. And for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. It's nice when the Lord is speaking all these wonderful things, ain't it? But what about when he tells us there's going to be some fire? There's going to be some trial. You're going to have to cry, baby. You're going to have to come on here, turn your plate down. Come on. Get in your secret closet for days and days and days at a time. It doesn't change the fact that God is good all the time, but he gives us an insight on our divine purpose and our assignment. Hallelujah. Look at what else happened. What a coronation this was. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years. Do y'all know how many years that is? 84 years. Anna was a widow. 84 years. So she had been married. She had been a widow pretty much all her life. She was only married for 7 years. Praise God. So perhaps she was in her 90s. Hallelujah. The Bible says she departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. You go ahead, Anna. Hallelujah. Where are the Annas? And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem. Look at that. She was telling everybody coming in the temple, y'all see this baby, this Jesus? This is the Messiah. He come to save Israel. Salvation has come to God's people through this baby right here. This is the promise that God has been speaking about. Glory to God. She was on her assignment. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. I want to speak to some Marys tonight, if that's all right. I know we have been looking at various aspects of this particular scripture, but I want to speak to some pregnant child of God tonight. I want to speak to that one who, my God, has found favor. According to Luke 1, favor with God, like Mary. When the angel went to Mary, he said, listen here, you are highly favored, and the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women. You're blessed. Ah, God, Roshanamai, it is your call. And the Bible lets us know that Mary was a little confused as to the nature of this greeting. Lord, why would this angel come to me? What is it that you want from me? My God, some of you have received divine visitation from the Lord. This ain't for everybody tonight, and it's all right. But for the ones who is for, please listen here. God has been visiting you and speaking to you concerning your divine assignment and your kingdom purpose. And because it seems unorthodox and out of the box, you have been a little perplexed about what God will have you to do. You've been wrestling with your calling and your anointing. In fact, because things are not going the way it seemed like it should go, you've been questioning and scratching your head and saying, Lord, I really don't get this. If this is you, I need confirmation, and I need confirmation again. If you look at Luke 1, you'll see where the angel said to Mary, listen, don't you be afraid, because you found favor with God. Can I tell you something? When God is giving you something to do, you ain't got to worry about no money. You ain't got to worry about an entourage, a fan club. All you need is favor. Favor from God. Rebecca. Somebody got the favor of God on them tonight. That's why you're surrounded by haters. It's all right. The foul favor of God is on your life. That's why you've been catching the looks in the high stairs and come on here. But you're in the right place. Because listen to what he said to Mary. You shall conceive in your womb and bring forth. And what did he say? That holy child. Listen, that thing in you is holy. Is a holy thing. It's holy. Kesha. Listen, don't think it's strange because you can't fit in. Don't think it's strange because folk won't invite you to their shindigs and parties in the church. Hallelujah. God has set you apart, sanctified you for a holy purpose. Huddable. I wish folk would get happy about holiness again. It is right. I said holiness is right. Living a life unto God. Holy and acceptable, rendering your body a living sacrifice is right. Harekuma, and it's not an option. Hallelujah, it is your reasonable service. What does that mean? The very least you can do for God is give him your body. Kanda da bosha. I want to speak to the Mary tonight that's been going through some physical challenges in their bodies. Oh, my God. Come on, Holy Ghost, and sweep on through. Hallelujah, there's some Marys that said, yes, Lord, whatever you say, I'm going to carry forth my assignment, and I'm going to do what you told me to do. Be it unto me as thou hast said. Behold, I'm your handmaiden. Aye, aye, Captain. Yes, sir. Yeah. But the enemy has been attacking you. I want you to understand something. In the same way that it was not easy for Mary, now, the Bible doesn't speak specifically about her hardship, but we know that according to the time, for her to not be pregnant by her espoused, by Joseph, the assumption was that she had fornicated and had gotten pregnant out of wedlock. So you know what happens with that. You stoned to death, a kobasha. So her saying yes to God meant her dying to herself, korebe. And her dying to herself under the boshata put her in prime position to be to be used by God and put on display. Hallelujah. Not only that, but it put her on Satan's hit list. I wish somebody would have church tonight. I pray for your spirit man, each and every one of you that have been assigned by God, and every one of you have been, whether you say yes or not. But to the one that has given God a total yes, like Mary, to say, Father, go ahead and take my body. Use me whatever way you see fit. I'm your temple. Rekamansata. And I know it's going to cost me something to fulfill my assignment, but it's all right. Make me like Esther. Horada babashanda. I'll fast and I'll pray, and listen, I got to go before the king, and if I perish, oh, babo shatalabo, so be it. I don't mind doing it for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you tonight that God will give you the strength for your assignment. Not only the strength, but the backbone. To stand in the face of sure opposition and persecution. That you'll be able to endure and withstand the furnace of fiery trials that God is going to use to refine you. To purify your gifts. Mm. Hallelujah. To regulate your heart and your mind. I come against every spirit of infirmity and sickness. Every disease and every tactic of the devil to try to hinder and block you and stop you. I speak to spinal conditions. I speak to depression. I speak to migraine headaches. I speak to joint disease. I speak to blood disorders. Oh! Oh, Baba Shandalababosaya. Idiobakushma, Handalababosha, bone disease, dry up in the name of Jesus. Sokobaboho, Shababandalaboho, Resekema, digestive issues, Reko Babanshiyama, reproductive situations, fibroid tumors and ovarian cysts and cancers, dry up, Bokotalabaha, in the name of Jesus. Sokobo, Ushama, Rebioshanda. Yes, God. Every vital organ be made whole now. Vision problems be healed. In the name of Moshanda of Jesus. Hallelujah. Heart conditions. Eka. Kidneys and appendixes. Yes, Lord Jesus. Stomach. Gallbladders. Araba. Hediyoko. Spleens. Ananamoshia. Intestines, large and small. Rebokush, man. Rectal diseases. Andalabokoshandarabasaya. In the name of Jesus. Feet problems. My God, you be the podiatrist tonight. Reshekotanarabaha, fallen arches. Yes, God, gout and spasms. Kandiyoshaba. Arthritis. Oh! The blood of Jesus is against you. I decree and declare, Robakushma and Derebosa, you will not be stopped in your assignment. Nothing can block you. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I command your spirit man to take on strength tonight. Rise up to your assignment. Trust the blood of Jesus and his power to deliver you and free you and strengthen you for the journey. And you go forth. Break forth. Into your divine purpose. In Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, listen. I want you to stay encouraged. Is that all right? Will you do that? Hallelujah. Do you know that when you stay encouraged, I'm encouraged? Amen. And that's my assignment. I'm here to encourage you. Keep going. Listen, you may get weary sometimes, but listen, God will overturn that weariness. Hallelujah. He'll exchange. Listen, you give him your weariness, he'll give you joy. You give him your tears, he'll give you joy. You give him your sorrow, he'll give you gladness. You give him the garment of heaviness, he'll give you praise. He specializes in reversing. Whatever the enemy sends our way, hallelujah. You have a great work to do, beloved. You stay encouraged and know that the Father has you. You're in my thoughts and prayers always. Hallelujah. Keep me in yours. Will you do that? I love you. God bless until next week. Same time, same station. We'll be talking about love all over again. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye. 60 seconds.